I've learned to never say never in the NFL. I mean, realistically, I've learned to never say never. I would be surprised if they took a quarterback. I'd be pretty surprised if they took a quarterback at this point. The other thing with it too, right, is their doctors can't test Tua. And the biggest thing with Tua is the medicals and his health. And I know for me, and this is just me, this is just Michael Rothstein, reporter, right, who covers the NFL. If I were a general manager, I would not feel comfortable necessarily making that decision on a franchise quarterback in a situation where I'm not in the first year or second year of a major rebuild where I can make up for that mistake without being able to do the medical testing on my own. That's just me. So I have a hard time seeing it. I really do. Now, could they shock everybody and do it? Sure. Would it be the story of the first round? Absolutely. Would it make the Lions, I think, a lot more interesting right away and create a quarterback controversy? Maybe. Maybe not on the quarterback controversy part. But I think it would make them a lot more interesting right away. But I have a tough time seeing it happening, especially when you're going to probably have Jeff Okuda, Isaiah Simmons, Derek Brown, Javon Kinlaw on the board at 3 or at 5 or at 6 or wherever they pick, as long as they don't trade down past 6.
So we expect a lot of trade calls to come into the Lions. We expect them to listen, and probably it makes sense for them to trade down. But let's look right now, if they stay at 3, and let's say Burrow, Chase Young are off the board, does it absolutely have to be Jeff Okuda?
It doesn't absolutely have to be Jeff Okuda. I think there's a good chance it will be Jeff Okuda. And any mock draft that anyone's asked me to do, go look and Wingo at me, do one yesterday. I picked Jeff Okuda. And in the Burrow-Young situation, more than likely I would do that. I think personally Isaiah Simmons is a great player. I think he's a guy that in the right defense with a smart defensive mind can be an absolute nightmare for opposing offenses, and a guy that you can build an entire defense around because he can play safety and he can play linebacker. He can rush the passer and he can cover tight ends and running backs. Like, find me another player like that. You're not going to. It's really hard. So I like Isaiah Simmons a lot, but Jeff Okuda is – Pro Bowl, All-Pro potential caliber corner. So I don't think you can go wrong there. I don't know if I would take Derek Brown or Javon Kinlaw at 3, but I would look at Simmons or at Okuda. I mean, the tackles are really good too, but I don't know if I'm the Lions if I would take a tackle, especially after I gave money to Big V from Philly. I just have a tough time seeing that, right? So I think it's Okuda or Simmons personally. I've been surprised before, but I've also, of Bob Quinn's 4 drafts, this is going to be draft 5 for him, I've gotten his first round pick right 3 of the 4 years. So I think it's more than likely probably Okuda, but it wouldn't shock me if they went a few different directions. And then if they trade down, it's a completely different scenario altogether.
Well, there we go. That's what we're going to get into. So it is expected that they're going to get offers. It's expected they're going to listen. Does the scenario you laid out earlier in that they are looking to win now, Patricia needs to win now to maybe keep his job, does that limit how far they could trade down?
Depends. I mean, say, okay, let's use Vegas as an example, right? Vegas has 2 first-round picks. If Vegas is willing to throw 2 first-round picks at the Lions, they might – who knows? Maybe if that's their best offer, maybe they say, you know what, not going to necessarily get the elite defensive player, but there's a chance that – Javon Kinlaw is still sitting there, or Derek Brown falls. I don't think Okuda or Simmons would fall that far, but maybe you get a tackle at that point. Maybe you take the second best cornerback in the draft, from the guy from Florida, whose name I'm just brain farting on.
CJ Henderson.
So thank you. So maybe you go that route. You know, maybe you say, all right, you know what? All of their top 5 receivers right now are on 1-year contracts. Now, Kenny Golladay is expected to get an extension at some point, but you need to replenish that receiver core. Well, if Jerry Jeudy or CeeDee Lamb or Henry Ruggs is still sitting there at that point, maybe you add them. Like, so the possibility of adding 2 high-quality players that can be day-one starters I think would appeal to the Lions, but I think it would have to be the right offer for them to drop down that far. It would have to be maybe even more than just those 2 first-rounders. This is just my speculation. To do that, because you do have to win now. So maybe you need to really make that move. And listen, other teams in that scenario are Indianapolis. Jacksonville theoretically could be in that scenario at 9, although I don't think they would have to give up as much as maybe teams that once you hit the teens. New England may be in that scenario. I have a tough time seeing the Lions go all the way down to 23, you know? So I think there will be teams that will, if I'm those teams, make calls, because the Lions are clearly going to listen to calls. But I think it would have to be a pretty sweet offer for them to drop down below six, or it's the only offer they get and they're dead set on moving. But I haven't been given that indication that they're absolutely dead 100% set on moving, because they do know that there are some really talented players, talented elite defensive players at the top end of this draft.